Am I allowed to say the V word on TikTok? Because I'm just about to, and we're just going to see how that goes. Vaccine. Let's talk about it. So in 2020, I had just won a fitness competition. I maybe had a small patch of eczema on my hand, maybe my inner arm here, and that was it. Never on my face. Never, ever, ever, ever. I had my eczema so well under control for 29 years that at that point, I was not actively working with a dermatologist. But let me tell you this. After every vaccine shot, and I had three, my eczema got worse. And I'm not saying that the vaccine triggered my TSW. I think it was a full, perfect storm, clusterfuck of things that happened to me. So as my skin got worse, I get told that I need to go see a dermatologist. So I go to the dermatologist, and the dermatologist prescribes me stronger and stronger creams. He says, oh my God, you're worsening eczema. You need to go on Cyclosporin. You need to go on methotrexate. These are drugs for people that are undergoing cancer treatments. And I was putting it in my body and just blindly doing what the doctors are telling me. Fast forward to January of 2022. I go in full blown TSW. Withdrawals, I was shaking cold, I couldn't regulate my heat, I was oozing metallic liquid out of my skin, I was gaining weight even though I wasn't eating. I literally just enjoyed myself last night and had crispy cauliflower, and this is what happened to me. So, man, if I can't even begin to tell you how upset I am. Holy hell. Do you know that I'm paying $1,164 on a medication called Dupixent? By the way, that's half off on a drug that I did not need prior to this, prior to the vaccines, prior to. Sorry, OMG. I'm just so freaking fucking fed up. I don't want to be that person that fucking cries on this app, but God fucking damn it. Really? Like, I feel like my whole life's been stripped from me, and this is so freaking painful. Yeah, I'm that person that cries on this app, but it's not about a boy. It's about my freaking life. Anyone else notice this? Like, I was literally just following doctor's orders, following the government mandates, and now this is my life.